This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel.
They have you seen the carioca? It's not a foxtrot or a polka. It has a little bit of blue rhythm, a blue rhythm that sighs. It has a meter that is tricky, a bit of wicky-wacky wicky. But when you dance it with a new love, there'll be true love in her eyes. You'll dream of the new carioca. Its theme is a kiss and a sigh. You'll dream of the new carioca when music and lights are saying goodbye.
Hello again, this is your host, Gregory Carpenter. Welcome back to another episode of Reverse Deception Radio. Concealment, omitting information that is important or relevant to the given context, or engaging in behavior that helps hide relevant information. Today we're going to be talking about how a few middle-aged Norwegian men run your life. They control everything you hear from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night. Your Meglo music maniac kids love middle-aged Norwegian men. Let's talk about hiding in plain sight, shall we? The problem with deception is that it's deceptive. The greatest deception is hiding in plain sight. Most deception contains elements of truth to deceive the unwary and the ignorant. Deception, beguilement, deceit, bluff, mystification, and subterfuge are acts to propagate beliefs of things that are not true, or not the whole truth, as in half-truth or omission. Deception can involve dissimulation, propaganda, and sleight of hand, as well as distraction, camouflage, or concealment. There is also self-deception. Reverse Deception by Bodmer, the amazing Dr. Max Kilger, Carpenter, and Jones. The biggest pop star in America today is a man named Carl Martin Sandberg, the lead singer of an obscure 80s glam metal band. Sandberg grew up in a remote suburb of Stockholm and is now 44. Sandberg is the George Lucas, the LeBron James, the Serena Williams of American pop. He's responsible for more hits than Phil Spector, Michael Jackson, or the Beatles. After Sandberg comes the bald Norwegians, Mikkel Eriksson, Tor Hermansen, Lukas Gottwald, a Sandberg protege, and collaborator who spent a decade languishing in Saturday Night Live's house band, and another Sandberg collaborator named Esther Dean, who's 33, a former nurse's aide from Oklahoma, who was discovered in the audience of a Gap band concert singing along to Oops, Upside Your Head.
I said, oops, upside your head, said, oops, upside your head. I said, oops, upside your head, said, oops, upside your head.
They use pseudonyms professionally, but most Americans wouldn't recognize those either. Max Martin, Stargate, Dr. Luke, and Esther Dean. Most Americans will recognize their songs, however. Songs like Bad Blood by Taylor Swift, featuring Kendrick Lamar, Hey Mama, David Guetta featuring Nicki Minaj, Worth It, Fifth Harmony featuring Kid Ink, Can't Feel My Face, The Weeknd, The Night Is Still Young, Nicki Minaj, and if you flip on the radio, odds are that you'll hear one of their songs. If you're listening to me and you're in an airport, a mall, a doctor's office, a hotel lobby, you're likely listening to one of their songs right now. It's not an aberration. The same would have been true at any time in the past decade. Before writing most of Taylor Swift's newest album, Max Martin wrote number one hits for Britney Spears, NSYNC, Pink, Kelly Clarkson, Maroon 5, and Katy Perry. Millions of Swifties, Katy Cats, as well as Beliebers, Barbs, and Selenators, and the Rihanna Navy would be stunned by the revelation that a handful of people, a crazily high percentage of them middle-aged Scandinavian men, write most of America's pop hits. Folks, did you think this was possible? You thought that the people who sing the songs wrote the songs. And there were some of you out there who realized that the people who sing the songs don't write the songs, but gosh, it must have been somebody different, right? No. Why do you think stars have such a short lifespan and only certain ones are repeat hits? Think about that for a minute. The illusion of creative control is maintained by the fig leaf of a songwriting credit. The performer's name will often appear in the list of songwriters, even if his or her contribution is negligible. There's a saying in the music industry for this: change a word, get a third. But almost no pop celebrities write their own hits. Too much is on the line for that, and being a global celebrity is a full-time job. It would be like Will Smith writing the next Independence Day. Being a global celebrity is a full-time job. The people that are out there in front of your kids singing songs. And in the second part of the show, we're going to cover what these songs say. But these people that are singing these songs are the mentors. They're the idols, right? American Idol. That's what they are to your kids and my kids. That's what they see. The music has evolved in step with these changes. A short attention span culture demands short attention span songs. Let me read that again. A short attention span culture demands short attention span songs. The writers of Tin Pan Alley and Motown had to write one killer hook to get a hit. Now you need a new high every 7 seconds. The average length of time a listener will give a radio station before changing the channel. It's not enough to have one hook anymore, Jay Brown, co-founder of Jay-Z's Roc Nation label, tells Seabrook. You've got to have a hook in the intro, a hook in the pre, a hook in the chorus, and a hook in the bridge too. 7 seconds is our attention span. Down from 3:05. Remember Billy Joel singing the song? I am the entertainer, right? Had to cut the song down to 3:05 because that was the length that most hits were. There's conditioning going on. Now it's down to 7 seconds before you change the radio station. Why? Because you have so many options. You can go to the music that's on your device, your handheld device, your computer. You can go to Pandora. You can select what music you want. So on radio stations, they have to play certain music and have it catchy in a certain way to keep your attention. So think about that. How do they control that music and have it delivered in a similar manner over and over again to keep you hooked listening to the radio station so you catch up and chase their advertisers? How do they do that? Well, they have a half dozen middle-aged Scandinavian men writing almost all the music. And you heard the list of people before, the biggest stars in the industry. But this is only Max Martin. And what has he done? Well, right now, he has 21 number one hits since 1999. Baby One More Time, Britney Spears, It's Gonna Be Me, NSYNC, I Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry, So What, Pink, My Life Would Suck Without You, Kelly Clarkson, 3, Britney Spears, California Girls, Katy Perry, Teenage Dream, Katy Perry, Raise Your Glass, Pink, Hold It Against Me, Britney Spears, E.T., Katy Perry, and on and on and on. Paul McCartney, 32 number ones. John Lennon, 26. He is in third place. And he's also second for the most number one singles on the chart behind George Martin with 19. George Martin had 23. Again, that's only Max Martin. What about the others? Let's talk Stargate for a minute, huh? Okay, let's do it. Stolen, Sexy Love, So Sick, Unfaithful, Irreplaceable, Beautiful Liar, Because of You, Hate That I Love You, Don't Stop the Music, Tattoo, With You, Take a Bow, Closer, Mad, Rude Boy, Beautiful Monster, Happiness, Only Girl in the World, What's My Name, Firework, Black and Yellow, S&M, Good Girl, I'm Into You, Let Me Love You, Diamonds, Come and Get It, The Fox, Black Widow, Iggy Azalea, that one I know. Same Old Love, Adventure of a Lifetime, Hymn for the Weekend, everything from Coldplay to Rihanna to Beyonce to Ne-Yo and everything in between. So how about Dr. Luke? Everything from Bon Jovi, Arrested Development, Backstreet Boys, The Veronicas, Bo Bice, Ebony Eyes, Ursula 1000, Pink, Paris Hilton, Krells, Jibs, Jeannie Ortega, Lady Sovereign, Doherty, April Lavigne, Santana, Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears, Katy Perry, Flo Rida, Kelly Clarkson, Jordan Sparks, Pitbull, Miley Cyrus, Weezer, Adam Lambert, Kesha. Yeah, this is just amazing. The list of people that, and everybody has heard of these groups. I'm sure they have. B.O.B., right? You guys know him too. One Direction, Cher Lloyd, The Wanted, GRL, Becky G, Robin Thicke. I could go on all day with this list. Fifth Harmony, Clara, Elephant, Maroon 5, Wiz Khalifa, Ne-Yo, Nicki Minaj, Lunch Money Lewis. What's up with that, man? And what about Esther Dean, the oddball? That's right. She's a girl. The rest are middle-aged Scandinavian men, and half of them are bald, but she's not. What has she written that you might possibly know? She's written songs for, well, Rihanna, Florence and the Machine, Nicki Minaj, Carmen, Pitbull, Mindless Behavior, Loreen, Jessica Sanchez, Selena Gomez, Cassie, B.O.B., Rich Girl, Sophie Fresh, Paprika Chopra. I mean, there's just a huge list. 50 Cent, Kiki Palmer, Pia Toscano, Clyde McKnight, Scott McCreery, Jennifer Hudson, Girlicious, Mary J. Blige, Kelly Clarkson, Usher, Soulja Boy, Trey Songz, Jesse McCarthy, Katy Perry, Nelly, Monica, Ludacris, Sean Kingston, Flo Rida, Dr. Dre. I know I'm saying that incorrectly. It's Flo Rida. I do it for dramatic accentuations. Christina Aguilera, Robin Thicke, The Pussycat Dolls, Paradiso Girls, Chris Brown. So what kind of quality music have we gotten from her? White Girl, I Think I Love Her. I Love You, just the letter U. Yes, I Do. D-U. Gotta Be Your Man. You Are. Patron Tequila. Rude Boy. Back to the Crib. Bad Girl. Faking It. Sex Therapy. Shaking It for Daddy. I Hate Boys. Vanity. Super Bass. An Especially Horrific Song. Firework. Peacock. I'm Dat Chick. Love Em All. Lil Freak. Hot Tati, Turn Me On, First Time, I Love You This Big, How Deep Is Your Love, I Think Not As Good As the Bee Gees Have Done It, Wide Open, Bad, insert B word here, with apostrophe S on the end, We Got the Power, Ugly Heart, Pills and Potions, I Lied, all grand titles. If you're just joining us, this is Greg Carpenter, Reverse Deception Radio. We're going over music. And what's in a song? Is it good to have a song in your heart these days? Well, when you realize that all of your music is written by a bunch of 40-ish Norwegian men, half of them bald, and the other portion of your music is written by one lady who used to be a nurse's aide that seems to have such great core values. I got to tell you, it might be time just to keep the Veritas Radio Network on 24/7 because I'm telling you right now, this stuff is propagating all around. This refuse is everywhere you turn because it shows up in your movies, doesn't it? Everything from the cute little animated shows down to the serious, quote, crime shows that have real crime stuff going on, don't they? As a matter of fact, we're going to have Steve Bongart from the FBI in the next couple weeks back on here, who used to manage the behavior analysis unit. And we look forward to having him talk about different types of real investigative techniques and real things that were done, not this fantasy world that lives on TV. But again, this music is just part of everything else that's not real in your life. Sonically, the template has remained remarkably consistent since the Backstreet Boys, whose sound was created by Max Martin and his mentor, Dennis Pop, at Pop's Chiron Studios in Stockholm. It was at Chiron in the late 90s that they developed a modern hit formula, a formula nearly as valuable as Coca-Cola's, but it's not a secret formula. Seabrook describes the Pop sound this way: Abba's pop chords and textures, Dennis Pop's song structure and dynamics, 80s arena rock, big choruses, and early 90s American R&B grooves. The production quality is crucial too. The music is manufactured to fill not headphones and home stereo systems, but malls and football stadiums. It is a synthetic mechanical sound, quote, more captivating than the virtuosity of the musicians, unquote. This is a metaphor, of course, since there are no musicians anymore, or at least not human ones. Every instrument is automated. Session musicians have gone extinct, and studio mixing boards remain only as retro, semi-iconic furniture. So is this sounding crazy to you yet, or what? I hope it does sound a little crazy. The songs are written industrially as well, often by committee and in bulk. Anything short of a likely hit is discarded. The constant iterations of tracks, all produced by the same formula, can result in accidental imitation or, depending on the jury, purposeful replication. Seabrook recounts an early collaboration between Max Martin and Dr. Luke. They're listening reportedly to the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah Maps an Infectious Love Song, at least by indie rock standards. Martin's being driven crazy by the song's chorus, however, which drops in intensity from the verse. Dr. Luke says, why don't we do that and put in a big chorus? He reworks a guitar riff from the song and creates Kelly Clarkson's breakout hit, Since You've Been Gone. Pop hitmakers frequently flirt with plagiarism, and good reason. Audiences embrace familiar sounds. Sameness sells. What's that saying? Familiarity breeds contempt. We like things that are familiar. We like things that are recognizable. People shy away from the unknown. Dr. Luke, in particular, has been accused repeatedly of copyright infringement. His defense? You don't get sued for being similar. It needs to be the same thing. Dr. Luke does get sued for being similar, and quite often. He has also countersued for defamation. Complicating the question of originality is the fact that only melodies, not beats, can be copyrighted. So the producer can actually sell one beat to many different artists, per se. In that way, doubling down on the investment, right? It doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that they're going for economies of scale here. You can hear the same beat in Beyoncé's Halo and Kelly Clarkson's Already Gone. Songs are released within 4 months of each other in 2009. But yet, conceptually, they're two entirely different songs. This is very, very well orchestrated stuff that's happening here, right under your very nose. Once a hit is ready, a songwriter must find a singer to bring it to the masses. The more famous the performer, the wider the audience, and the greater the royalties for the writer. Hits are shopped around like scripts in Hollywood. First to the A-list, then to the B-list, and then to the aspirants. Baby One More Time, the Max Martin song that made Britney Spears' career, was declined by TLC. Then Spears' team later passed on Umbrella, which made Rihanna a star. The most successful songwriters, like Max Martin and Dr. Luke, occasionally employ a potentially more lucrative tactic. They prospect for the unknowns, who they can turn into a star. It allows them the greater control over the recording of the song, and they take a bigger cut of the royalties, too. But the masters of star creation remain the record label executives. the greatest of them all, Clive Davis, whose career has run from Janis Joplin to Kelly Clarkson, is a charming present throughout the song machine. He tells Seabrook that the key to pop longevity is a continuity of hits, a phrase Davis imbues with the gravity of scripture. Though it means only what it says, lots of hit songs. More telling is a record executive's reaction to meeting with a young Katy Perry. Without having heard a note of music, I was sure that Katy was indeed destined for stardom, a statement that says more about the nature of the industry than about Perry herself. Folks, we're going to pick this up on the second segment of the show, but don't forget, go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com and hit the shows, check them out. There's tons of shows on there with great programming, not like what you hear on the radio. Mike Church, Mark Kreslin's The True Money Show, Constitution Hour, My Story of America, Reconquest, The Flow, Sermon Sundays, and we also have on-demand podcasts, right? People were asking for podcasts, so we got them now. And don't forget, you can sign up and be an affiliate. Take our link, put it on your site, and get some cash. Have people sign up. Once they sign up, they become a member. You'll get a percentage of that. This is a great opportunity. Tell other people about the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Let them know about it. Let them know how good we are. Okay? Don't forget to tell us how good we are or if we're doing something wrong. Next segment of my show, we'll have the opportunity for parents to remove their children from the room because we're going to come on the verge of saying what gets said on the radio every day. We're going to go through the lyrics of some of the songs after we finish a little bit more discussion about who these songwriters are and how they're manipulating your life. So we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned. We got some good stuff coming up, folks.
We're giving you 5 minutes to gather the Pentagon-sized pile of scales that's fallen from your eyes. Reverse Deception. We'll be right back on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.